Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is a new program for BBS, and I'm very excited. My name is Esperanza Ray, and I'm excited to tell you a little bit about what our program is going to be about in the next few months, and some of the topics we'll be discussing on our show. We'll also have guests, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a background on myself. Again, my name is Esperanza Ray, and I have a degree in computer science, followed by a successful career as a systems engineer working with information technology and information management in the late 1990s. Earlier in the 2000s, I was a senior security system engineer and LEED certification accreditation expert, working on design and accreditation of the largest some of the largest projects within DoD. I was also appointed principal systems engineer in a network-centric system in 2005, a project intended to achieve superior situational awareness for the Department of Defense. In 2007, I was appointed also principal systems engineer in software and network engineer LEED, working with satellite communication and intrusion detection. For more than 25 years, I have been on a quest for self-growth, empowerment, and develop a great connection with God through the development of my spiritual awareness and personal power through different, or I should say a variety of different techniques. I'm also a speaker, a teacher, and I'm hoping to help pave the way for a new awareness, a new consciousness. In the last 30 years, I have traveled extensively learning a variety of disciplines and methodologies by great master teachers. I have taught for over 15 years, both in Europe and in the U.S., worked with a variety of people, including at-risk teenagers, prisoners, state police, and the homeless. I'm also the author of Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, which was released last summer, exactly in June of 2011. It's about the real secret of the end of times, ascension into the fifth dimension, and it's work. And I am working on the next book, which is called Experiences with Angels. It's almost ready for editing. And then, of course, I also wanted to point out that Hope Reigns Beyond 2012 is a summary of four more books to follow, which would be contain more detail on what awaits us in the near future after 2012. I'm also the founder of Research Center for Inner Awareness, a center for new consciousness, new world. My philosophy is simple, and that is with self-empowerment and through spirit and his community of light, we are all given gifts when we strive to reach our ultimate potential. And those gifts are intended to be shared with others. And by sharing these gifts, we all grow and we all benefit. And that is part of the purpose of this show. In where I have also been a workshop leader and holistic therapist, where I have experience in the areas of past life regression, quantum healing, energy body expansion, human and planetary clearing, activation, protection, and even possession. Yes, even possession. So please join us in our different events. You're welcome to come to visit our website, which is Research CIA, and it stands for Research Center for Inner Awareness. Oh, we also have a variety of seminars, a support group, and we'll be providing, obviously, more information on this radio show as well as webcasts and in different social media as well. And part of the purpose is to find out why heaven on earth is a reality. Now, why am I doing this show? Part of the reason I've decided to do this show was because there's a message in the book, Hope Rings Beyond 2012, and it's a message that is very current and that needs to be told. And not just needs to be told, but to be shared with as many people as possible. I have surrendered my will a number of years ago to spirit, and to do as he directed. And a lot of my life in the current and present time has been living on faith. If I feel that his spirit is guiding me to do something, then I follow through. For example, one of those things is this radio show. And I was very fortunate, very lucky to find a spiritual organization like BBS to broadcast my show on. I'm also very happy to be in the company of such wonderful people as this radio contains, such as Patricia Cotter-Robles and Vicky Return to Shambhala and so many other hosts in the show. So I feel very privileged and very honored, not just to be here, but to work with you, because this is a live program. And part of the purpose of this show is to provide some level of instruction as well as information, and have you, the audience, participate as actively as possible. So, for example, in the next 15 minutes, after I finish my introduction, you're welcome to call in and ask any questions, make recommendations or suggestions of what we could do with the show, how it could benefit you, because this show is intended to be of service to you. It is intended to help you in your need. Now, like I said, some of the information that we're going to be discussing in the first few weeks is going to be more oriented towards 2012, because there are a lot of people and a lot of questions that need answers with regard to this time frame that we're all living in. I have to say, though, the outcome is awesome. And even though in the beginning it may be a bit turbulent, a bit dramatic, and a bit unrestful, the outcome will be more than worth it, and heaven on earth will be a reality. So that is what we're going to be discussing, and those are most of the topics taken from my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And again, I want you to feel comfortable calling and asking questions about the book, about topics related to what we're discussing, and even pose questions. One of the other ways you can also participate is through the blog, the BBS blog, or through the blog on Research Center for Inner Awareness. The URL is ResearchCIA. So please, I want to welcome you all to this show, and I hope you enjoy it and help me to make it one of the best shows and the most one of the most useful shows to you. So first, to start off, I'm going to give a little bit of a summary of some of the things that we're going to be discussing throughout this this radio program that we have, New Consciousness, New World. Now, the philosophy of New Consciousness, New World is to help exactly achieve what the title says through relaxation, through meditation, through this program, through our workshops. We are trying to share the information that I have received over a period of several years, I would say maybe 20, 30 years, which is the amount of time I've been dedicated myself to spirit. Although I have to say, in truth, since I was a very small child, I've always been dedicated to spirit, and it's always been my ultimate goal to really fulfill that, even though I've done other things. It was spirit that actually guided me to what was my career working for the Department of Defense and doing some of the incredible and interesting jobs that I've had the privilege of doing, as well as travel to many different locations. And while there, I was guided by spirit to perform clearings, energy, balancing, all kinds of interesting things. I was taken to energy vortex disease, where I, you know, worked on the energy fields, and not just worked, but also got to benefit from the energy that existed in those areas. So just to give you an example, I remember on one occasion where I was sent to Denver, Colorado, And that's basically where we landed in Denver. And then we made our way a little further down to Colorado Springs. I've been there several times, and there's a wonderful, beautiful location called the Garden of the Gods. The first time around, I really didn't know anything about any of those places. However, after we had finished our work, which we actually got, I think, done in a day in advance, and I had half a day in advance, and we had about 4 hours left before catching our plane. So several of the people in our meeting were talking to me about this place called the Garden of the Gods and what a magical, beautiful energy place it is. And I recall that during that trip, they had suggested that on my way to the airport, I could actually go by and check it out. But, you know, being new to town, I was a little bit concerned and I was a little bit reluctant. But, you know, it's interesting how spirit works in our lives, because by chance, even though I was thinking that I wasn't going the way I was supposed to go to the Garden of the Gods, I ended up exactly at the doorstep of the Garden of the Gods on my way to the airport. It was a completely different direction than I had originally intended. And while there, I was asked to perform some energies in energy work in some of the locations on the Garden of the Gods. I was specifically taken to several or guided to several locations on there and asked to do work, energy work. And while I was doing the energy work, I was told that the following year, because this was around, I believe, end of October, beginning of November, that I would be returning in March of the following year. And not only would I be returning, but I would be bringing a friend with me that was also going to be performing some energy work with me. And that was basically it. So then while I was there, I was asked to go here, there, and there. And then also I was asked to work with my friend over the phone and not just balance the energy centers, but connect the energy fields all the way from Colorado to the D.C. area, which is where I'm located, the Northern Virginia, D.C. area, and bring all the energy centers into balance and connect the ley lines that go across not just the planet, but also across the universe. And that was an interesting experience. I had never done that before. So I was, again, taught how to do this. And these are some of the things that we teach in our workshops when we teach some of this work. While I was there again, I connected those energy lines. Now, previously, this was after September 11th, I had been asked to work in some of the energy centers in the D.C. area. And when we connected the ley lines, we kind of connected also the ley lines that are in the Washington metropolitan area. And there's a lot of energy centers, which I previously, before this work, I did not know anything about. So it was a wonderful experience. And these are some of the things that we'll be discussing on our show. But I also like to hear your experiences, your spirituality, your growth, what you have achieved and what you're hoping to achieve. That would make this so much more worthwhile for everyone. Going back to the topics that we're going to be discussing on this radio show, obviously we're going to talk about the book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. We're going to be discussing some of the workshops, like one of them is the sanctuary, what those things, how they can benefit you. And we'll also be doing, aside from the live participation from you, from the audience, we're also going to be doing some meditation techniques. I'm going to be sharing some of the techniques that I teach in my workshops on the show. So those are going to be wonderful, beneficial experiences that I hope you will benefit from and enjoy. And also, please don't feel free to provide feedback, because this is important that you share what you are experiencing with these techniques. It makes the experience so much richer when we can discuss and talk about it. So we'll be talking about the book in the first probably 4 weeks. We will discuss several of the greatest challenges facing humanity in 2012, the end of time, and beyond, and how you can overcome them. New Consciousness, New World is intended to assist in the ascension of Earth. Terra is what they actually call it at the spirit level, so that is what I've called it also in the book. Our vision is to provide the direction and guidance through self-empowerment and spirituality to bring the world back to what was intended by bringing God back into the world and creating heaven and earth. Now, that may sound like a far-fetched notion. However, I have to say that that is our ultimate goal. It is our goal to ascend and to grow as beings. We have gone from third dimension to four-dimensional consciousness, and now the next step in our consciousness is the fifth dimension. So we'll be probably spending one of our shows talking about the fifth dimension. We'll be talking about the quantum consciousness and all these other things. And while it is important, spirit is important, obviously, self-empowerment is also just as important, because it is through self-empowerment that we are brought to action, that we are brought to really connect and reach out to spirit and connect. And it may sound also, I have, you know, the intent of bring the world back to what was intended. We have been living in a world, and a lot of times, if you look back through history, there have been so many struggles. In my personal opinion, based on my connection with spirit, this was not necessarily what God had in mind for us. It was not intended that we suffer. However, when we disconnected from the consciousness, the great consciousness of spirit, when we lost awareness of who we were, that is exactly what happened. We became vulnerable. We became disconnected, and we started thinking of ourselves as separate and individual. Now, there's nothing wrong with individuality. There is something wrong with separateness and feeling disconnected and isolated, because we are all connected. We are all one. And by doing this, we are definitely bringing God back into the world and creating heaven on earth. And we do this through a new awareness. And by creating this new awareness, we are also creating a new world, a new consciousness, a new way of life. How do we plan to accomplish this? Well, as I mentioned, we are planning to do this through the different techniques, through sharing of information, through the blog, through your participation. And we would like to invite you again to participate and be an active participant with us, so that this road is not just traveled by us with a radio show, but by the audience. You are our goal. This group, this show, our focus and all our work is intended to be a service to humanity. We are not the only group of people here telling you how the process of ascension is going to take place, or the only group of people providing direction. However, we are one of the several groups of people. And we'll also be touching on that when, later on in the different hours or radio shows and different topics that we're going to be discussing. Our world, as you know, is our own creation. We, with our thoughts, the way we believe, the way we think, the actions we take, the choices we make, create our reality. And we need to understand this so that we can take responsibility for our choices. And through practice, through discipline, through determination, through persistence, through compassion, through understanding, we can change those aspects of ourselves that bring us out of balance, that create the chaos around us. So that is part of what our focus is in this program. We're also going to be discussing topics of the choice point, the point of no return. What does that mean? Well, basically, the choice point is, as you know, when we talk about historical texts, there's a lot of discussion as the possibilities, the probabilities, some of the things that are going to occur, and so on and so forth. The choice point is, in my understanding, and this is also included in the book, Whole Brains Beyond 2012, it discusses the moment in time in our history or in our very recent past where, through our government, through the people we have elected into office, what choice was made at the government level, at the economic level, at the financial level. What choices did we make that set us on the path? And once we have reached the choice point, from this point on, our future is very much determined. And it is a point of no return, meaning it's like when you take a turn on the highway, you decide if you're going to go left or right or forward, or even backwards. And once you make the choice, you have the option. And when you make a right, obviously, that's going to be your new direction. If you make a left, the left is going to be your new direction. Well, we have reached the choice point, and now we are going to see how that is going to affect us. And this is another topic that we're going to be covering in the book and that we discuss in my book, Hope Brings Beyond 2012. We're going to be discussing the challenges that face humanity. A lot of the turmoils, a lot of the taking away of privileges, a lot of the new consciousness, the new world, a lot of the drama that's going to take place. And I know that a lot of you have questions about what is going to have place, what is going to take place, what is going to happen. So we'll be discussing some of those. And again, please feel free to, you know, to discuss and provide us with your insight, because we're not the only ones that have access to spirit. Everyone has access to spirit. It's just a question of practicing and wanting to connect and wanting to reach out to spirit, developing a relationship just like we do with each other. One of the other topics that we're going to be discussing in the next few weeks is natural disasters. And some of you believe that we are going to have a lot of different natural disasters occurring. There are some prophecies that have preferences for tidal waves. There are some that have preferences for hurricanes, earthquakes, lava, and so many other disasters, even asteroids or the sun. So all of these are some of the topics that we're going to be discussing in this program, and we're going to be talking about how, in a way, the world is reflecting our consciousness, our thinking, and the more turmoil there is within us, the more turmoil we reflect outward and around us. So we're going to be addressing that. And we're also going to be addressing some ways to change and clear that so that we can make things a lot nicer, more balanced, and better for ourselves, even through the turmoil. We're going to be discussing the planetary changes. And this is, and specifically, not just the challenges for humanity, but this is going to be the face of New Terra. And I actually, the book that I wrote, Hope Brings Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Time, An Ascension into the Fifth Dimension, on the cover actually contains a map of the face of Terra as I have been shown through one of the visions. The book depicts three major visions that I've had and then some other visions that I've had throughout my lifetime. And one of these visions, I was taken up, and I was shown the Earth as if we were looking from the universe or from the sky. And I was shown exactly what was going to happen and how the planet was going to change. I saw, the first part of the vision was, I saw images of explosions taking place. Now, my understanding is they were not necessarily atomic bombs going off. They were just basically different. The war was breaking out in different regions of the planet. And I was shown also where some of the areas that we currently live in have been covered by water, and how new areas are going to be rising from the water as lava pours out through the different plates, in between the different plates, and creates pressure, and new continents will be rising. So the new face, the new picture of our continent, of our, I should say, our world, is on the cover of the book, and you can also see images of that on the website Research Center, researchcia.com. And you are welcome to look at those images. They are offered also in poster form, so that for anyone who would love to actually get a better look at the new look in Face of Carol, they can do that. The interesting thing when I actually drew these images, because I took a regular map and I put in the areas which were going to be covered by water and the areas which were going to be rising, and I recall that currently there are seven continents on our planet. Well, based on the new look and face of Terra, we have 13 continents, and interesting enough, 13 is the number of ascension. So I thought that was very interesting that we would go through the process of ascension and have exactly 13 continents on our planet. We're going to be discussing also the greatest power humanity possesses, which is yet untapped, and that is the power of our mind. It is the ability to control and dominate our minds to achieve the ultimate results, the desired outcomes, the desired goals that we want to achieve to make our life and the world around us more fulfilling, more balanced, and more peaceful. And I feel that it's untapped because although we are living in the age of information, and although we are probably using more of our mind than any time in history, we are still lacking the determination, the control that we would really like to bring about the ascension process and to create heaven on earth by creating the world the way we can visualize and intend in our mind, creating the balance, the inner peace that we are searching for and desiring, and maybe sometimes looking for in the wrong places. So these are, again, some of the topics that we'll be discussing. And obviously, quantum consciousness is a very important aspect of this and how it works, because this is going to be the outcome of our world, our planet. In a few minutes, we're going to be taking a two-minute break, but before we do that, I would like to finish the topics that we're going to be discussing. So one of the other topics we will be discussing is self-empowerment and spirituality, and this is, I think, is very important because there are areas in our life which we have great control over, and we have a lot of results, we achieve a lot of results, we attain a lot of happiness in, and then there are other aspects in our life where that are a little bit out of balance. Other times, there are periods in our life that are out of balance and out of focus, where we actually fall into some level of self-depression and self-disempowerment, if you could say that, and we want to address how we can maintain that level of self-empowerment and a spirit of spirituality consistently and continuously in our lives. We also will be teaching some techniques on the show, probably for a half an hour or so, on some of the things that I've mentioned earlier, like the clearing and balancing of energy centers. And not just the energy centers in our own body, for example, the chakras, bringing those into balance, bringing those into harmony and a level of balance and synchronicity with the universe itself, bringing everything into what we call the alpha state, which is the perfect vibration at which the universe vibrates when it's in perfect balance and in perfect health. So we'll be teaching some of that. We'll also be teaching to use some of these techniques to clear and balance the energy centers that exist in the planet and maybe around your home. You might even have an energy center in your home that you're not even aware of, and how you can bring those things into balance. How you overcome challenges, these are going to be some of the techniques that we would like to share with you that we have been taught through spirit and through our spiritual guides. We have been taught a variety of techniques that help us to address the problem areas in our life. For example, one of the major challenges because of the way the economy is right now is basically our financial issues. There are many people who are losing their home. There are many people who are losing their place in our country. And we would like to address some, how we can maybe turn some of that around in our life, bring the energy into a more capable of manifesting what we want in our lives as opposed to manifesting what we don't want in our lives. So we'll be discussing that. We'll be talking about the fifth dimension. And this is actually, the fifth dimension is discussed in the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. It is the outcome of the world and the way it is when we reach that level of consciousness. Again, the name of the show, New Consciousness, New World. And the end of life as we know it, the end of life as we understand it, the end of time. So we'll be addressing that. Now, in the book, this is actually the first part of the book, because that's the way I was actually given the visions. I was shown the outcome first, and then the then you're coming back about, I don't know, maybe several hundred years back into the present, and then you're going also more to the recent past and very near future and present time, because some of these things, since the book was originally envisioned, have actually started to occur and take place. So it refers to our very recent past. And we're going to talk about Terra and our future and what that entails. So if we can take a couple of minutes of a break, and we'll be right back and discuss a little more of what we can do with our program, how we can improve it, and what you would like to also on this program. Well, we're back now, and again, I want to welcome you to New Consciousness, New World. This is our first program, and I'm hoping to be one of many more programs to have. I did want to share with you the numbers to call in if you have questions, if you would like to address something that we are discussing on the program. It's 888-627-6008. And you can also call at 530-413-5011. I'll repeat that one more time. The first number is 888-627-6008. And you can also call 530-413-5011. You can also find additional numbers if you go to bbsradio.com, and it will show you different numbers that you can call in and participate in our show. We would love that participation if that's what you would like to do to make a more effective program and help allow us to provide a more beneficial more service-oriented program. So I'm going to start a little bit with discussing a little bit what Research Center for Inner Awareness is and how the show is related to it. Obviously, again, Research Center for Inner Awareness, RCIA, and our URL is researchcia.com. And what is our vision and mission? Is it possible for one person to hold all the wisdom of the world inside themselves? When you learn to access the infinite source of all information, you are doing this and much more. Most important, when you share this wisdom with others, all of humanity benefits. The Research Center for Inner Awareness, RCIA, provides you powerful life-changing information and cutting-edge transformational tools for your body and mind. These further help you to reveal and align with the powerful core healing energy of your soul. To accomplish this, your temple, body, and mind must reach its peak. This is required to achieve a new consciousness, new world. The world is going through a major transformation, and it is in the intent of Research Center for Inner Awareness to assist this incredible process. You have the choice to be in balance with this progression or not. Anyway, basically, this is a summary of our statement and mission on our website. And the relevancy is that our purpose, again, is to be of service to you by sharing the information, by sharing your concerns, by sharing the knowledge, the experience, the expertise, we can make this world a better place. And to accomplish that, it's not just relevant to address the spirit, the mind, or the body separately, but to address them all as a one unit, because that's who we are. We all have the ability to connect with each other and with spirit, and not only to connect, but to be in oneness and in balance with all that there is. It is in the separation that we lose connection with what we are, who we are. And it is in this loss of connection that we lose awareness of our ultimate potential, our ultimate goal in life. And we find ourselves oftentimes lost, wondering. And this is what we are intending to do with this show. With this show, we are intending to help us together find ourselves, to find our path, to find our ultimate potential, and to find the oneness with each other as well as with spirit. It is in this balance, in this oneness, where we all will thrive, we will all benefit. And so, share this with me and participate with us. Again, I'm going to repeat one more time the numbers to call in if you would like to ask some questions or address some of the things I have discussed. 888-627-6008. That's one phone number. You can also call in at 530-413-5011. And what we're going to be doing for the next 15 minutes approximately, we're going to be discussing this, the book, because this is going to be the main focus for the next three, four, five, maybe even 6 weeks, depending on how long it takes us to go through this. And I wanted to repeat again the name of the book, because there might be some of you who have joined us a little bit later, and it's called Whole Brain Beyond 2012. The Real Secret of the End of Time, Ascension into the Fifth Dimension. And it was written by me. My name is Esperanza Rey. R-E-Y is the last name. And I did want to dedicate this book to a special friend. She was an incredible person, and her name was Molly Elizabeth Gill, a friend and a part-time angel. So what exactly does that mean, a part-time angel? There are angels that God has created, beings that are to be dedicated to the service of whatever needs to be done in the heavens on Earth or anywhere in the universe. Those that are specifically designated as being protectors, guides, and so forth. Part-time angel is actually a human, and this is in my understanding, is a human who has dedicated their life to doing something very wonderful, very outstanding, very brilliant with their life. And they're called I call them part-time angels, and that's the name that that spirit has given to them because of their, in some way, relevance or relation to the other angels that God has created for that purpose. In her brief passing, my friend Molly was an incredible, she had touched so many lives and has helped to improve so many lives. And in her short period on this planet, she was 18 when she passed away. She was an incredible, brilliant, beautiful being of light who I had the privilege of meeting. And with that, I wanted to dedicate this book to her. And hope that wherever she is right now, she can be smiling on us and maybe joining our show as well. In this book, The Ascension, there's basically three main sections, and these are the topics that we're going to be discussing. And then there's the fourth section, which is kind of added. It's not an actual vision. The first three are visions, and the last is more of a way of finding peace and balance through the other sections of the book. So the book discusses the crystal cities. Of course, this is The Ascension. It's written in reverse chronological order. So this is, in reality, our future, what awaits us, and it's an incredible time. The crystal cities, what those are, you know, where they're located, how the people live, how they interact, what the world is like in that time frame. And not only that, but what the world looks like, the continents, the land mass and the water mass, 13 new continents as opposed to the current 7 that we have. New Terra, the way of thinking, the life, the planet, the ability to manifest at the level of a thought, to walk on water, to think and have it made reality, the clearness, the purity of the environment in that time, and also the fifth dimension. What is the fifth dimension? How does it relate to the fourth dimension in our current time? What will be required? What is currently, what is being done? What are we doing? Our thoughts, our way of thinking, our actions, our words, the way we treat each other, how we interact, our relationships. All of this is relevant to what is going to be happening also in the future. And the last chapter in this section is quantum consciousness, going into quantum physics and obviously what quantum physics is and how that relates to a new level of consciousness, a new level of existence, a new level of being. And again, from here, that's where I got part of the name for the show and part of the subtitle for our organization, Research Center for Inner Awareness, New Consciousness, New World. The second part of the book is the end of time. And basically, one of the main topics that we'll be addressing is the punishment, that this is not a punishment from God. I know that not everybody believes that it is a punishment from God. I know that there are people who are perfectly aware that it is not a punishment, but there are others who through their beliefs or what they've been taught in the past, whether it be by word of mouth or by education or other denominations, there are some groups of people that do believe that this is a punishment for humanity's transgression against God, against the heavens, and so on. And so we will be discussing some of that. I think this will be a very, very interesting and a bit controversial topic to some degree. The starting point, basically what has caused us what decision did we make and at what point? And this is already passed. So what decision was made? What was that decision and who made it? Well, in a way, we are all involved in that decision. Because even though the decision was made by, let's say, for example, a government entity or a government organization or by votes or legislation, we all have involvement. We all have a say in who gets into the government, who is elected, who we vote for. And not only that, but do we hold them accountable for those, for the agreements, the decisions that they're supposed to be making, and so on. We'll also be discussing Europe and Africa and how the end of time is going to be affecting these areas. We'll also cover Asia and Australia, how this is, you know, how the end of time is going to be affecting them. What are the changes that are going to be occurring here before the end of time? What are the physical, mental, and spiritual changes that are going to be taking place? So the book guides you basically in the topics that we'll be discussing on the radio show. We're guiding you through these different areas. We're also going to be obviously touching on North and South America, which is very close to home for us because that's where we are all living, or that's where I am currently living, and most of you on the radio show, I'm assuming, are also from this area. And we'll be discussing the global disasters. So first we'll be discussing different sections on the planet, like Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, North and South America. And then we'll be discussing also the whole planet as a whole. How is it all tied together? And that brings us now to section three, the point of no return. And this brings us to the more recent future, our present, and our very recent past. What is the beginning of this? What actions, what choices have we made? What decisions, what outcomes have we created through our choices, through our life, through what we choose to do and not choose to do, how we interact and relate to others, and so on. The United States, specific changes here taking place in this country. And then, obviously, what changes are going to be taking place and have taken place in the world. Okay. And so, basically, we can basically do and learn from these changes what are some of the decisions, some of the issues that we need to address. Now, please understand that these are changes that may just happen very recently. For example, one of these recent changes was the economy. So we'll be discussing and addressing that. In all of this, we'll also be discussing the disappearance of the middle class and the rise of a new class and how that is going to be resulting in the new consciousness, new world. And I think this is also a very interesting and very incredible topic and maybe controversial for some. Then on the section four, the transformation, this is the actual aspect of the book which helps us to see how we, what we can do, graspable, attainable things that we can do in our life today and in the future that can actually help us to find the balance, the harmony, and the strength, the persistence, and the perseverance to achieve the outcome of heaven on earth that is intended. This section discusses initiating the awakening, and then not just initiating it, but how do we work at it on a regular basis, because like you very well know, everything is like a muscle. It needs to be worked out. It just can't happen. So we're going to be addressing some of the techniques, some of the things that you can do, some of the things you can learn in the show that can apply to your life, and then using those techniques to improve your everyday existence, your balance, finding the harmony, because right now there's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of energy on the planet, But because a lot of us, a lot of the people on the planet are not necessarily in balance, what is being manifested is actually a lot of violence, a lot of hatred, a lot of anger. So that's one of the things we hope to also discuss and how we can work with that. Evolution through the mind, through mind development. So basically, a lot of this has to do with meditation and a variety of techniques, which we'll be sharing with you. Also, on our website, you can find some free meditations, and we'll be adding more of those as time passes and as things evolve. We'll be adding more of this information that you can use for free and that you can benefit from. And some of these techniques will be included, are included in our workshop, and will be shared with you. And this, the last chapter in this book is called All Are Called and Few Are Chosen. And this is probably also one of my favorite chapters in the book, because there's a, not everybody, but there's a large group of people who believe that, actually, it's a sentence in the Bible if you really think about it, where they say that many are called, few are chosen. And by that statement, I had always understood that God picks a few and that, you know, you are chosen, and that only from this group of people, you know, all the good and all the wonderful things in the world, and God gives gifts to these people so that they can make the world a better place. However, my understanding through spirit of what that means is all are called. We all are all called. We are all children of God. We are all called to be in oneness with God. And in reality, we all are in oneness with God. The only problem is we are not aware of that. The only problem is we think we're separate. That is the real issue. And we'll be addressing that also on this topic. The most important thing is that it's not just about being called, because we are all called. The most important aspect of it is, are you willing to choose to follow? And that is really the key. That is really the greatest challenge. It is not always easy to follow the direction of spirit. And it requires effort. It requires intent. And it requires dedication. If you want to get in shape, you need to exercise and you need to watch what you eat. Well, to connect with spirit, you also need to exercise the mind, your relationship with God, your relationship with spirit, and not just with God, but with everyone around us. So it's very important that this is also one of the things we want to focus on, because it's a major key point in our transformation. We need to make the choice. We need to decide for ourselves whether we're willing to exercise our heart, our mind, and our body to accomplish that, because in order to connect with spirit, in order to connect with God, we need to be in the peak of our mental state, in the peak of our physical state, and in that peakness, that is where we're going to connect absolutely and completely and be in oneness. Now, it may seem a hard road, and there are challenges ahead. I can vouch for that from my own personal experience. However, I can also say that every bit of this challenge, every bit of this path is more than worth the outcome, because the outcome is beyond anything that we can imagine. The outcome is one of many gifts, many gifts, and much love and much fulfillment and accomplishment. It is exactly what our hearts are desiring. It is exactly what we need to fulfill ourselves. And sometimes we are finding ourselves looking for that fulfillment in things that only provide a temporary glimpse, a temporary touch with what we can really achieve through spirit, through our awareness, and through our desire to grow and evolve in this manner. And it is in this process, it is in this awakening that we are going to find ourselves and our true connection, our true self, our true God consciousness, our true Christ self. So we have about one more minute left, and I wanted to thank you all for participating with us in this show, and to continue to listen and invite those who you think might benefit from this experience. Much love and light from New Consciousness, New World to you, and may God bless you all.